Yes, Jerry, I suppose this goes back to July 2016 when I had a fairly significant fall on Cairn Tool on a day when I was out climbing with a friend of mine. Weather deteriorated significantly on the day, and on our way down around the zigzags, I incurred a fall there. I fell out over a ledge, fell somewhere between 45 and 50 feet. So obviously a rescue had to be undertaken, and were it not for Kerry Mountain Rescue, I sure think the outcome wouldn't have been as positive as it has turned out.
Yeah, and that you got to see that day. And I suppose since then, really, to your knowledge of the work that they do, what happened, the work, the efforts, the training, the equipment that goes into it?
Yeah, well, I suppose up to then, I have to admit, I didn't have huge awareness of Kerry Mountain Rescue. I was familiar with them, but wouldn't have had any huge linkage with them. But I think when you experience their service, and when you see the professionalism and the bravery that they exhibit on a daily basis, they're undertaking rescues, and very much in a voluntary capacity, I think we have to realise that this is a charity. They're only very poorly funded at state level. Most of their fundraising is done through voluntary means. And yet we live in a county where the mountains are part of our DNA, and we don't have a properly resourced service other than a charitable group who put their own life on the limb, I suppose, to rescue people and undertake fairly serious rescue operations.
Yeah, and that is the thing. I mean, they do help people in the time. You mentioned yourself, just the weather changes in an instance. So anybody, no matter how professional otherwise, no matter how experienced otherwise, can get badly caught out and about anywhere on any mountain in Kerry. And this is the people that you rely on for that instant help.
Yeah, I think an important point, Jerry, in relation to the whole Kerry mountain range, I suppose, the microclimate 3,000 feet up is a lot different to what you'll experience down the ground. Weather changes, it can move and change rapidly despite the best of forecasts. So accidents do occur, incidents do arise. And really, that's when the mountain rescue come into play. These are all people who in their normal day life have normal 9-to-5 jobs. But yet, when the call comes in, these people respond. They come together, and they're so professional, so committed, so competent. And basically, people are putting their lives in their hands, really, because these people are well-trained. They have high levels of casualty care. You know, they're specialists in all aspects in relation to the mountain. And really, were it not for them, I think our leisure tourism would be a lot poorer here in Kerry without them.
Given all that it provides, given the tourism, the attraction, the amount of people that go on the mountain every year, like, you would think, is there an argument that more should be done from a state point of view to fundraise and to fund the organisation?
Absolutely, Jerry. Absolutely. I think that's well known. It's not been recognised by our government. I think at the moment, Kerry Mountain Rescue are about 50% funded by the Irish Coast Guard and Kerry County Council. But realistically, I mean, leisure tourism is a huge part of our economy here in Ireland and the West Coast. And it's almost ridiculous to think that there's no proper national resourcing or funding of this group. They're dependent really on contributions from the public, or, you know, from fundraising, their own fundraising efforts to make up the other monies that are needed to maintain their organisation. They have a building. They extended their footprint there in Killarney a couple of years back. They have costs associated with training, with buying equipment, ropes, all that technology, navigation equipment and so on. And there is a significant cost in maintaining the service. And I think it's just ridiculous that, you know, we're spending and wasting money here on a huge load of stuff. And I think resourcing of our mountain rescue would be a good investment for our government.
And we saw at the weekend with the expertise of the RNLI and the Coast Guard and the helicopter operators, what they did for those 14 sailors off Dingle. And it's a similar level of effort, sacrifice and work that's done by the Kerry Mountain Rescue.
I think so. If you look at, we'll say in 2024, they had over nearly 40 call-outs. That's 3 or 4 call-outs a month. That's a huge resource. Many of these situations are difficult. They're life-threatening. You know, there's lives on the line. There can be actual difficult casualty, first aid required. So there is a huge level of expertise required here. There's a huge level of professionalism. And I think it's only proper that it should be properly resourced and funded. And we saw firsthand there last weekend the efficiency when a situation arises. And that's been replicated week in, week out on Cairn Thule and the other mountain ranges.
Yeah. James, how are you doing with your recovery?
I'm doing well, Jerry.
Continuing 10 years on.
I'm doing well, Jerry. Yeah, I think I'm a good bit better than the last time I came in here with you back in 2017. Recovery and rehabilitation is long-term, really. It's almost full-time. It's a slow process. Spinal injuries are notoriously difficult to rehab. You have to be patient and you have to, you know, just be persistent. And I think I am probably both of those. I'm still working away diligently in the gym and in the pool and improving all the time. The margins are small and the gains are small, but every 1% counts. And I'm happy with where I am now relative to where I was a year on from the accident. And I think it's something that's going to be ongoing, and it's something I'm going to keep pursuing and hopefully get the outcomes.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And a lot of hard work gone in there. The hard work continues Saturday, December 27th. A charity fun day, trekking the 17-kilometre, the old Kenmare Road.
Yeah, it's something we're looking forward to. We think it's going to be a novel event. It was the brainchild of Valerie O'Sullivan. Valerie has given great assistance there to Kerry Mountain Rescue over the years, vital member
as well. She's documented their work and the whole lot.
She did. She has come up with the tagline "Set for Sam." And this is a unique kind of a fundraiser in the sense that it's a walk. It's a charity fundraiser, but with a couple of additions and a couple of novelties thrown in. Obviously, on the day, we're very fortunate to have Sam Maguire, thanks to John O'Leary from Kerry County Board. And the Sam will be making the trek across the Kenmare Road. We also have Derry Healy and his merry men of musicians who are going to be providing music and entertainment along the way. There's going to be a couple of stops along the way. And the whole concept is that there will be a set for Sam up around the Eskamoki Glen, where we had the old Red Rose Cafe, the old sheep shed, now newly renovated. And the whole idea is there's going to be a bit of set dancing there with Sam as the centre point, and maybe a few sets and a bit of music around there just as a novelty and to keep the spirits high on the day.
Yeah, and so this is going to be, it's all in aid. It's starting, I think, at the departing the Torque Upper Car Park at 9:30 a.m.
On Saturday the 27th. We're hoping that people after the cabin fever over the couple of days of Christmas will be anxious to get out and walk in the open air. This is a lovely walk. People can do the full trek, or if people don't want to do that, they can veer off there at Derry Cunninghy Church or at the old sheep shed if they have kids and stuff like that. And for more intrepid trekkers, then the walk will finish in Kenmare, where there'll be bus transport arranged to get people back to Killarney, back to the Tock car park. So we are going to be gathering there from 9 o'clock on the 27th. We'll have some bucket collectors there for fundraising on the day for people who want to make a contribution to Kerry Mountain Rescue. People can also donate on the Kerry Mountain Rescue page. If they go on that, there's a fundraising page on their website. They can make a donation there. So be hopeful there that people would support this good cause, especially around the time of Christmas, because Christmas is a notoriously busy time for the mountain rescue. And I know last year they had on the 28th and 29th they had call outs, so I think it's a signal of their commitment there over the Christmas period that they're available there to provide that assistance.
Well, look, James, good luck with it, and thanks very much for coming in, and hopefully it leads to a lot of fundraising, a lot of much needed funds for the mountain service.
Thank you, Jerry.